Come on, whoa.
Boominlive.com.
That's family, y'all.
The number one station for hip-hop, R&B, reggae, and club.
Boominlive.com, you know what it is. It's yours truly, the heavy hitter DJ Taj. And you already know this is the Ari Diaz Show. Now, I know y'all usually don't hear me on at this time of night, but my homie Ari hit me and told me, yo, Taj, I need you on this segment for this special UK special edition of the show with me and Jax, all right? So tonight, we got a special guest in the building. Actually, two special guests in the building. Hey, Ari, won't you go ahead and introduce them right now?
Of course. This is Kaz and Dan. They're from the UK. And what part of the UK are you guys from?
From London.
London.
From London.
Oh, that's fire.
West London?
Yeah, we from different parts of London, but yeah. Mainly West.
Mainly West.
You guys call it the ends or whatever.
Yeah. The
ends. Are y'all quarantined out there? Like, how's quarantine going with all this pandemic stuff?
You know what's crazy? Funny you say that. In a couple of days, we're going back into lockdown.
Like, yeah.
We're going what? Back into full lockdown.
Yeah, full lockdown, national lockdown.
So, like, wow. We was cool for a bit, but, like, now, like...
The numbers were going crazy at one point, so they were like, yeah, time to lockdown.
That's
again.
It. Yeah. No more outside. That's it.
Like, France, Germany, and us, we're all going, like, we're all going to go back into it, so it's...
Has that been affecting y'all, like, with the YouTube? I know y'all big on YouTube. Has that been affecting it from y'all from making videos, or that's not really affecting y'all careers like that?
It's got
a slight effect, because you know what it is? When we were saying, like, we've been cool before we're going back into lockdown, things were closing at 10 o'clock, there was a curfew.
Right.
So obviously, when we're busy and stuff, it's like, it's not easy to do everything before 10 p.m., you know?
Mm.
So, like, did have an effect, but you know, we made the most of it, so it's not
literally
too bad.
That is perks though.
Definitely had
so to yeah. How did you guys start off with YouTube, and when did you guys start?
Started like 3 years ago now, I think. A lot,
3 years
roughly,
yeah.
Around 3 years ago, we're just baking off. I must have seen a video and I was like, right, like, Kaz, bro, we can do this, you know? And me and Kaz always had a love of music and that, innit? So from there, we just tried it out. We weren't even expecting to be as big as we are now, you get me?
Yeah,
we just
right.
Tested it out and that. And next thing you know...
You get me.
You get me. And then we just ended up, literally.
So do y'all even remember y'all first video? You say it's been 3 years. Y'all remember y'all first video that y'all ever made?
I think I do, you know.
I don't know,
was
know.
It that? I don't know.
I think
I don't even remember the first video.
It's been 3 years. You got
wow.
I think it might have been the heady one. It wasn't even a reaction that we've done. It must have been a breakdown video. Just we already knew the song, so we're just breaking down the lyrics. Must have done that, I think.
I think it was that one, the heady one thing. I think it was October 2017.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's been wow. some time. Have you guys been friends prior, you know, before YouTube?
Yeah. Man, it's been like...
It's way deeper than YouTube.
Yeah, way deeper.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense now.
Now we've been friends for over 10 years now. So.
Literally.
Over 10 years?
Yeah, that's a brother now.
Yeah.
He ain't a friend no more.
I feel you. That's family then.
Literally.
What was y'all most viewed YouTube? I mean, like, as far as videos go, I know y'all got a lot of videos now. Yeah. Which I think y'all most trendy or most video that went viral?
We had a few viral ones, but recently we had our first video that hit 1 million views. And that was an Australian video, like an Australian music reaction. So that one hit 1 million views recently. But there's been a few that we've been into, like, different trending pages. We've hit trending page in Australia like 4 or 5 times. In the UK, three times.
Yeah.
So we've trended a little bit. But
so do artists usually reach out to you guys, like, to react to their music? Do you have, like, upcoming artists, independent artists that reach out to you guys?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
We get a wide range of them.
And sometimes, like, we intro, like, one of our YouTube intros is an upcoming artist as well. So, like, we always, like...
Oh, wow.
Shout him out. What's his name? Shout him out.
Rushy.
Yo, shout out to Rushy.
I'm glad y'all brought the music topic up, because, you know, Ari, me and her was talking the other day about, like, the whole drill scene. You know, this whole drill movement really started in y'all area, out the UK. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it did.
What do y'all think the difference is between, like, the UK and the American drill sound? Is there a difference?
Yeah, there definitely is. I'll be real. Yeah. Like, Americans, like, you lot come with a vibe. It's more of a vibe.
Right.
The Americans jump on the drill. Like, you can dance to that. Can I swear? I can't swear, can I?
Yeah.
Go ahead, curse.
UK is definitely different. You could tap in a bundle.
That's a fact.
The UK seems more lyrics, more talking about doing stuff to other people, you get what I'm saying?
Punchlines,
yeah. Get me?
It's more, I feel like it's more deeper to rap in the UK, but whereas in the US, there's more of a vibe to it.
Yeah,
right.
But that's how you guys most are, to be fair, compared to us.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, in music right now, it's, people don't pay attention to lyricism. So it's like everybody is going off of entertainment. So if it just sounds good, people are just rocking with it, you know?
Right.
But I guess it is a big difference when it comes to lyrics from the American standpoint to the UK standpoint, you know, because when I listen to it, but sometimes y'all have like different slangs that we don't understand that y'all may catch on to. So yeah, it's very different.
How do y'all think that the music, the drill scene is right now? Like, do y'all think, like, consider mainstream for y'all out there, like, in the UK world? Because it's mainstream for us out here now. Would y'all consider it, like, a mainstream type of sound?
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah, slightly, yeah.
Recently, I'd say,
as of recent,
over the last, I'd say, year or so, like, there's been a big, big change in the UK, even from our standpoint. Like, there's been a big change where we're seeing drill artists actually chart. Like, they be getting on the charts and stuff. Like, back in the day, stuff couldn't happen.
Never
happened. Even though it would pop, it would usually pop in the ends. It would usually pop, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was more mandem type of thing. But now, like, drill is charting in the UK on a regular basis.
Yeah, and I think it became more mainstream than ever. I remember, because I had a music blog 5 years ago, so I was more into, like, music, into all genres. So I was always looking for artists. And I came across, like, this UK music, and it wasn't mainstream, you know, it wasn't something that people listened to. If I would play, people were like, what is that? You know, what are you listening to? Yeah. And now the transition over, like, Afrobeat, drill music, it's like became like something that everybody's like gravitating to. It's pretty dope to see the transition. It's definitely different. It's crazy. So,
Drake collaborating with Hedy One, like, that's massive. Bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, who's your favorite artist in the UK right now?
That is such a hard one to answer still.
Oh, that's a hard answer because y'all know half of them, right? All right,
I'd say a quick top three, I'd think, would be M. Honcho.
Yeah.
DBE and Port of Paper.
I could throw Dutchavelli in there as well.
I could throw Dutchavelli in
Dutchavelli,
there.
Dutchavelli, he's been.
Oh, the little.
Yeah. Right. Now we know y'all got a tight schedule. We don't want to keep y'all up too much. Real quick, is there any upcoming talent that we should be on the check out for coming out of the UK?
That's a good question.
The up and coming ones of all Central C.
I've came across him. I heard of him. He's good.
He's crazy right now. Still, yeah.
I think three tracks for three of the, obviously he used to do music back in the day, but since he made a return, like three tracks for three and they've all been bangers. He's definitely someone I'd say, keep an eye out for.
Well, it's a movie, man. We appreciate y'all coming. What's next for y'all in the future?
Well, now we just started our second channel. So now,
so it's like more content, more vlogging other than like the reactions and
exactly.
Yeah,
literally.
And then, okay, and then you said also something about a podcast too coming up, right?
That one's exclusive for you guys, so
I was about to snap back. I thought you was gonna say you can say anything, but okay, cool.
Yeah, so that's gonna be on the way too. So, but we're working at the moment, man. Things are going good. I can't complain. All glory to God.
Listen, man, we appreciate y'all coming through the show tonight. Like I said, man, we huge fans of the whole UK sound, and not just the drill music, for everything that's out there. You know what I mean? So me and Ari definitely going to take a trip out there in the next 5 months. Hopefully, with all this stuff, hurry up and clear up, we could be out there sooner than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hopefully. Looking forward to it, man.
Literally.
Hope y'all get out of quarantine real soon.
Yeah, 100%.
Looking long, man. It's looking long.
Let's go. We're going to stay in touch for sure.
Love for having us,
All right, all love.
Womenlive.com, man. Dan and Kaz in the building. The Ari Diaz Show, DJ Taj. DJ Jax, what you got next, my brother? Let's do it.
Let's go.